If you're enjoying the podcast and you want to support the show, buy some of my books. I have a bunch of them, and most of them are free with Kindle Unlimited. Don't have Kindle Unlimited? No problem. They're all priced pretty cheap. Go to maniacontheloose.com/books. If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride. I'm watching you.
It was the 1990s, and I had recently moved into my new apartment. I had a breathtaking view of the city from my 12th floor bedroom window. That amazing view was the last thing I saw before I went to sleep, and the first thing I saw when I woke up. The city wasn't the only view I had. I lived across the street from an identical apartment building. I'm a single woman, and I do not get off on voyeurism, but at night, if people leave their curtains open, I sometimes catch an eyeful, whether I like it or not. It was approximately 2 months after I moved in when I started receiving the phone calls. The calls usually came in at around 10 p.m. At first, I'd answer the phone and they would just hang up right away. That happened almost every night for about 2 weeks. Then the caller got to the point where they wouldn't hang up immediately. They'd just listen as I repeatedly said hello. At first, they'd hang up after 5 to 10 seconds. Then it got to the point where they didn't hang up at all. They just listened silently until I would end the call. It was a cold, rainy Friday night when they spoke for the first time. I had just gotten into bed and was watching TV when the phone rang. I answered, and it was silent for a few seconds before I heard a deep, muffled voice say,
"I'm watching you."
Chills ran down my spine. Could they really see me, or were they just messing with me? The fact was, anyone in the adjacent apartment building could see in my window. Some had a better view than others, but if my curtains were open and I was near the window, I could be seen by anyone over there. I hung up, but every night the calls kept coming in, and the man's voice always said,
"I'm watching you."
I was getting scared. I confided with my coworkers at my office. The other women were concerned. They encouraged me to change my number, which I had considered. But I was more troubled by the fact that this person may actually be watching me. John, my manager, was convinced that it was probably just some pervert fooling around. He doubted that there was anyone really watching me. He proposed that the caller probably dialed my number randomly and had no idea who I even was. That made me feel better. I hoped he was correct, but he wasn't. That very night, I got the most frightening call to that point.
"Hi, Jill. I'm watching you. Ta-ta."
He knew my name. He knew who I was. The next night was even worse.
"Hello, Jill. You looked very nice today in your yellow sweater and black skirt. Ta-ta."
He described exactly what I was wearing. There was no doubt he was watching me. It was around this time that I started becoming much more aware of my surroundings and noticed a man sitting on my bench outside my apartment building every night when I came home. He had curly, short black hair and was always reading a newspaper. If I ever made eye contact with him, he'd quickly lift the paper up and shield his face from view. Was this the caller? Or was I just getting paranoid? The apartment building had a large parking garage. It was usually pretty quiet, but one night, after getting home from work late, it was deathly silent. I was all alone. My high heels echoed through the vast parking garage, and so did the voice.
Jill, I see you.
I screamed and ran into the parking garage elevator. I pressed the door close button like a madwoman, but the doors were not shutting, and I could hear the footsteps of the man getting closer. If he reached the elevator before the door shut, I'd be trapped in there with him. I kept hitting every button on the panel, and it seemed like forever, but finally the elevator doors began closing. Just before they sealed shut, I heard the man say one last thing.
Ta-ta.
The next day at work, I told everyone what happened. I was visibly shaken, and my manager, John, was very comforting and offered to drive me home. I accepted. When we pulled up to the apartment building entrance, I spotted the man on the park bench reading the paper. I explained to John that I suspected that he may be the caller. John asked if I wanted him to walk me to the lobby, and I nodded. The man on the bench didn't act any differently when I walked in accompanied by a man. He simply eyed us and then lifted the paper back up over his face like he normally did. I got the sense maybe he wasn't a probable suspect after all. When we got to the lobby, I thanked John for all he had done.
It was my pleasure. And Jill, you really look nice today.
Was my manager flirting with me? I wasn't sure and kept my response on the neutral side. Well, thanks, John. I guess I'll see you tomorrow then. John smirked and winked at me before he strolled out of the building. His parting farewell sent a jolt of terror through my entire body.
Ta-ta. We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more. Visit maniacontheloose.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and I'll give you some free stuff. We'll see you soon. Very soon. My latest book has been released. Chunks of Terror, Volume 1. Over 20 scary stories are waiting for you. Go to Amazon and search for Chunks of Terror, or go to maniacontheloose.com/books. Fragments of Fright, the complete series, is now available. All 5 volumes of the international best-selling series bundled together into one convenient, horrifying collection. Go to Amazon and search for Fragments of Fright, complete series, or go to maniacontheloose.com/books. If you like what you're hearing, please consider contributing. Any amount helps. Recurring monthly contributions are best of all. Just go to maniacontheloose.com/support. That's maniacontheloose.com/support.